With the transfer window nearly at an end, we have the final one or two players coming into Celtic Park. The first one of these is Mohamed, if I can get the words out, Eliussi, who we could have picked up when he was leaving Maribor and going to Basel, but we didn't. And so we're getting him on loan from Southampton. Taylor from Kilmarnock's likely to sign tonight or tomorrow. Anybody else? Who knows? Anyway, we got along to the press conference with Mohamed. What a lovely gentleman he was. Came into the press conference, shook everybody by the hand as he came in. And of course, as with most foreign stars, can speak more than one language and can speak English quite fluently. So we got some questions into him, and here's the press conference coming up. Enjoy.
Well, Mohamed, what's it like being a Celtic player then? How's it feel?
It feels great. I'm proud to be part of the club, to come here, and I'm looking forward to the season.
Why did you choose Celtic? What was attractive about it?
What's not? I mean, big club, massive club, a lot of fans. I like the challenge to win games, to win titles. So I came here as well to get a better player, and from what I've heard from other players being here, it's a good place to be. Facilities is good. The coaching staff. So I'm really pleased to be here.
And you haven't really had a chance to play for Southampton this season. So are you hoping that you'll be a part of the first team squad and getting starts throughout this season for Celtic?
Yeah, I mean, in the end, that's the Gaffer's decision. Like I said, I came here to get a better player, to get back to where I was, and hopefully I get some chances to show what I can, to have impact in the games, help the team to score goals, having assists, to win games, really.
Is that what you think you can bring to Celtic?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's why I'm here, to help the team to score even more goals. I mean, obviously, they score a lot of goals. The offensive player has been doing quite good so far. So I'm here to help with that as well.
You've played at Celtic Park before. Was that one of the reasons that you wanted to come back here?
Yeah, I mean, when at that time as well, I knew that Celtic were interested in me as well. But I went to Basel, and Celtic was always a club I followed and imagined myself to be here once. And so when they, a couple of weeks ago, was interested in me, I was no doubt. This is something I wanted to, and to come here, like I said, to get back to where I was, to help the team to win games and take a challenge on winning titles.
You made a £16 million move to Southampton last year. Do you feel that perhaps it didn't work out for you there? Are you here to prove yourself?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things went on, and in the end, as a football player, you want to play more games to show yourself, to help the team win games. And like I said, I tried to get back to where I was in Basel. I talked with the manager here as well. I still had the quality. Sometimes things can mess up in your head and you lose confidence, but I'm here to get better. I'm here to get back to where I was. I'm here to help the team win games, win titles.
And joining up with your former teammate, Fraser Forster, once again. Have you had a chance to speak to him yet?
Yeah. I just came in here this morning from the hotel with him in the car. Obviously, I played against some of the players here, and I knew, obviously, Christopher from before, from the national team, and other players have been here, Armstrong in Southampton. So they had just good things to say about both the club and the city, and it's been a really good first day.
Should we expect to see you playing tomorrow against Rangers?
I don't know. I mean, I just finished the first training. That would be the Gaffer's decision, if I'd be part of the squad or not. It's a huge game, obviously. Maybe one of the biggest derbies in Europe. So I'm really looking forward to either be part of it or to watch it.
And you joined Celtic just as the group stage draw for the Europa League was made. Are you looking forward to playing in European nights at Celtic Park?
Yeah, of course. That was something I also was looking forward to. The group looks strong, but I think obviously the squad is really strong here. I think we can manage that really well. I think we can do something great in the European League. So, yeah, of course, those nights, I mean, this is something I'm looking forward to. I was there some years ago, and it was amazing atmosphere at Celtic Park, and it's something I want to be part of again.
And for any Celtic fans that maybe haven't seen you play before, what kind of player do you offer for Celtic?
So I like to play in between the lines in the pockets, as a left wing and or as a number 10, get the ball, be creative. I like to play combination football and play the last ball or assist or score goals, really. And I know we have obviously a lot of players who can do that as well. And I try to bring in what I can do as well and to get impact to the game and yeah, create chances. That's what I'm here for.
You mentioned the Old Firm derby as being one of the biggest derbies in Europe. What would it mean for you to get a game tomorrow?
I mean, that would be a huge challenge to come in here and be part of that straight away. But anyway, I'm looking forward to watch the game or be part of it. I mean, there is so much history about those games and the rivals. I mean, between the clubs and obviously the fans, it's huge. So I really look forward to it.
Would you look forward to the whole kind of atmosphere around it as well, with the fans and the excitement that they have?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I played some derbies before, but I don't think there's nothing like this one. I expect there to be a good atmosphere. I mean, I expect it to be a tough game, but a game you're going to win.
And you mentioned Stuart Armstrong. What did he say to you when
he spoke to you? No, we just talked about, the whole thing about the facilities, the players, the city. I ask him as well where I should live and stuff like that. I mean, things outside football as well. And he had just great things to say about the club.
And Christopher Eye, you'll know as well, of course. What did he say about Celtic?
So I think it was more a surprise. I didn't talk to him before I signed. I didn't want to. The boys that were involved in the European. The qualification against Ajax Stockholm, so I didn't want to bother him too much about it. I mean, in the end, I heard enough to convince to come here anyway. So, but now I have the chance to talk to him even more about it.
And there's rumours that you rejected two offers from Serie A clubs. Is there any truth in that?
I mean, there's no secret that there was other clubs as well, but in the end, there's nothing I'm thinking about now. I'm really happy to be here, and Celtic was my first choice anyway. And so all this is behind now, and I'm just really looking forward to put on the shirt and showing the fans what I can do.
And what are you expecting from working under Manja?
I expect, like I said, I want to get a better player and to help the team to win games. So I hope he can make me a better player. I know he can do that from what I've heard. And like I said earlier, the way of Celtic playing football suit me really well. So, I'm just looking forward to be part of that.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Do you think your most successful period has been at Molde and Basel? In choosing a club for a loan deal, do you think it's important for a player like you to pick a club that plays attacking football like Celtic? That are going to be playing more in the final third?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously enjoy to play football for a team who has a lot of possession, has a lot of ball, and where the offensive players are allowed to show their skills to be creative. So in Basel we were quite dominant. We had the ball a lot, and the fans, they expect us to not only win the game, but score on goals, a lot of goals, and sometimes we could lead 2-0 and they were still booing at us because we didn't play well. So that's something that's really triggering me to play for a club that's there's a lot of pressure. You have to play good, you have to score goals and to be dominant. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.